G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
Hi there. I was contemplating what title to put to my talk this week, and you'll see why I have written the title, Who is in First Place, as the title. You'll see that later on. Last weekend I had a treat that I wasn't expecting. My wife Joy took me out to celebrate 9 months of marriage. After a meal out, she started to give small clues as to where I was being taken in her car. It was all mystery until we arrived at a cinema in Southampton, a few miles away from our home, and my suspicions were verified when we went into a cinema studio to see what film? Chariots of Fire. I first saw this film in 1981 or 84, somewhere around there, and I was thrilled to see it again because in my youth, running was at the very centre of my life, until I was convicted that I was controlled by my sport, which was allowed to take first place in my life. And I'm afraid to say that God came a low down second. So I was interested to see how Eric Liddell, a Christian whose amazing athletic career had taken him to a top position among athletes in Great Britain, how he was able to remain strong in his convictions as a Christian and yet run for his country at a very high level in the 1924 Olympics in Paris. Eric Liddell was shocked to find that the heats for his event, the 100 metres, were to be held on a Sunday, and straight away he knew both from his conscience within and God's word that he could not break the Sabbath. He began to train for another event, although chosen for the 100 metres, thus upsetting the United Kingdom Committee, Olympic Committee, especially the Prince of Wales, who was part of that committee and heir to the throne. When interviewed and asked for a reason why he would not run on a Sunday, Eric was very firm in his convictions. God came before even king and country. Nothing would drag him away from his Sabbath worship, and playing games on that same day, no way. The actor portraying this role played his role well, and it suddenly came across to the people in the cinema that here was a man who was a wonderful example of what we all should be when it comes to standing up for our faith. We may not be selected to compete for Great Britain at the Olympic Games this year, but what if our faith was challenged, perhaps at work or school, college or play or in retirement? Would we put Jesus first at all times? Eric was handed a note from the American team just before his new event, the 400 metres. It was a text of scripture to be found in 1 Samuel. He who honours me, I will honour, saith the Lord. When it came to the race, Eric won it handsomely and broke the world record. God had surely honoured Eric's decision to put God first in his life. Only a year later, yes, only a year later, Eric was on a ship bound for China to once again put God first as he took his wife to serve God there. His athletic career was firmly in second place to his first desire to put God first at all times. Recently, I saw a DVD made by a Christian company, and his three daughters, one not even born in China, when Japan invaded China, and Eric told his pregnant wife with a third child that she would have to get out of the country with her two daughters. She did this. And on this DVD, the three daughters, yes, even the one who'd never seen her father and the father had never seen the daughter, they all testified to the wonderful commitment to God of their father. This man loved God with all his heart. He was strong in his faith. As a result, many lives in China were changed through his ministry. he never wavered. I know he was not turning down wealth, as athletes did not get the money they receive today for winning or even competing in international events, but fame and fortune would never have distracted this true man of faith anyway. My life and your life need to speak for Jesus Christ daily, and we need to stand up for Jesus and shine like powerful beacons in this world of sinful darkness. We are in enemy territory every day, but we're here to win others to Jesus Christ. If we hold firm to our convictions and seek the Holy Spirit to work in us in our daily witness, God will use us as we give ourselves 100% in obedience for Jesus, as Eric did. Unashamedly, I say that I wept during that film. I'll not forget the film or the text. He that honours me, I will honour. Another scripture we should bear in mind here is this one in Exodus chapter 20. You shall have no other gods before me, says the Lord. Music, art or sport can so rob us of eternal life and rob God of his glory. So, my friends, let's fight the fight of faith.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, as the Olympics draw near, please bless all the athletes and the spectators and keep them safe from danger. We pray you will watch over spectators travelling from abroad and being in a strange country. May they make friends easily. We pray for the Christian witness at the Games and all who are participating in making Jesus Christ known at the various venues around London and beyond. May we be careful to place God first in our lives and take Eric Little as a fine example for us to emulate. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.